Hi, this is a dictation for Brittany William, Brittanny Williams. Date of birth is 3/18/1987, and date of accident is 4/3/2024. The date of service is 6/11/2024. Sorry, 6/11/2025. Brittany Williams has been suffering from various pain syndromes subsequent to an accident that happened on 4/3/2024. In this accident, the patient was traveling as a restaurant driver and was rear-ended at a moderately high speed, leading to various pain syndrome. Currently, her pain in the lower back is substantial. She reports her pain is around 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. And she has a pain in the right knee also. She also had a MRI of the right hip due to the pain. And she's having an EMG on 610. She had an EMG on 610 for which the report is not available. The patient has a difficult time carrying out her ADL. Walking is difficult and is painful. Her pain in the left shoulder is 75% improved. That is the only good thing she has. No pain in the left shoulder. She can move her shoulder 180 degrees all the way with no pain, active motion. So pain level is from 6 to 10, 6 to 9 in the lower back. Some pain is reported in the left arm as well. ADLs are affected 8. 30% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the records for ADL for system review, additional issues, substance abuse, and a compliance history. Blood pressure is found to be 152/110, pulse 91, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will remain the same from a previous visit that is dated 5/7/2025, dictation number 0508-004, except for the left shoulder, which is completely normal exam. Range of motion is completely normal, 280 degrees. Motor power is normal. The shoulder appears completely normal on inspection and palpation, no fracture dislocations. The lines for Hawken-Kennedy test was negative. Speed test, near test is negative. Anterior posterior apprehension test was negative. The lower back exam still remains the same. There is a possibility that this patient has a right SI joint involvement. And the MRI reports are currently not available for the new ones, but we have an MRI for the right knee, which shows ACL sprain grade 1, posterior horn of the lateral meniscus is torn, and ligamentum patellar tendinosus. The patient was informed about this. Regarding the left shoulder, patient does report no pain. But she does have a supraspinal tendinosus with a possible interstitial tear, infraspinatus tendinosis, subacromial subdeltoid bursitis, degenerative changes, posterior subluxation of the humeral head, and glenohumeral joint effusion. Surprisingly, the patient examination is normal and she has no symptoms. And she's doing a full-time job as well. Regarding the lumbar region, she has a involvement of L4, L5, and L5S disc herniation with nerve root compression. And the patient do have a facet hypertrophy from L3, 4 to L4, L5, and L5S1. Regarding the cervical spine, patient has a herniated disc at C5, 6 with the involvement of the foramen stenosis compression. Patient is advised that she may benefit from injection to the knee, right knee, 3 to 4 injections. And 3 to 4 injections to the lumbar epidural area. In the cervical spine, patient do not report any pain, so no injections will be needed. She'll be seen in 15 days' time, and she's being scheduled for the injections as we discussed. Thank you.